It's 2016, 6 months after the Colfax Marathon, and I think I finally found a sporting event I belong at. After discovering I perhaps wasn't the only person in the world who enjoyed running high, a quick Google search of the subject revealed there was actually an upcoming gathering of red-eyed athletes in nearby Boulder, Colorado. Well, that was easy, I thought to myself. Founded by Jim McAlpine, a man who once gobbled a 100-milligram edible before swimming from San Francisco to Alcatraz, the 420 Games seeks to unite all those lonely stoners who thought they were the only ones who liked to blend weed and workout. It's also part of a concerted campaign to rebrand cannabis users as healthy and active, instead of the ubiquitous perception that we're all paralyzed trolls subsisting on 7-Eleven snacks and role-playing video games. My apologies to RPG aficionados. In a few years, the 420 Games will blossom into a lucrative corner of the industry. But today, in 2016, it's a simple 4.2-mile fun run around the Boulder Reservoir, followed by an avalanche of samples from cannabis companies promoting infused salves, tinctures, and transdermal patches geared toward athletes in need of recovery. In addition to the 420 Games, the name that keeps popping up in my research is ultramarathon runner Avery Collins. The 25-year-old runner and cannabis enthusiast, known for slaying 100 or even 200-mile foot races across uninhabitable terrain and insane vertical gain, was like catnip to the scores of editors out there looking for clickbait marijuana stories. Ever since Colorado became the first state to legalize recreational cannabis in 2012, the struggling journalism industry discovered readers were hungry for cannabis stories that went beyond just say no hysteria. While the state of Washington technically legalized recreational cannabis the same night we did in 2012, it took an extra 6 months to officially launch its recreational market with a handful of poorly supplied dispensaries, by which time Colorado had already become to legal weed what Nevada was to gambling. At the same time, few journalists knew anything about the plant, or the culture and science surrounding it, so the reporting often skewed toward novelty over substance. As the first non-retired professional athlete to proudly admit he regularly consumes cannabis, and to be sponsored by newly legal cannabis companies, Avery Collins' phone was blowing up with messages from journalists eager to tell the world about this freak of nature. Nearly every story on him carried the sensationalistic tone of, "Can you believe this person exists?" For most people, Avery's habit of loading up on weed and running up the side of a mountain for 36 hours was as inconceivable as an astronaut eating peyote before liftoff. Admittedly, this is my angle when pitching the story to my editor at The Guardian. I've been reporting on cannabis for years while also pinballing between topics as a freelance journalist. Science, arts, politics, crime, economics. But this will be the first time I've come anywhere near a story about sports. I've been an avid runner for 3 years now, but even though I had a blast at the Colfax Marathon, I'm still very suspicious of the competitive world of pro sports. Part of me is still convinced that the pleasure of running conflicts with any documentation of time, distance, or pace, especially when comparing them with other people's numbers. Running is my primal playground, and I've been so protective of this space that I rarely even speak about it to anyone, lest they ruin it with talk of weight loss goals, Instagram selfies, or, dirtiest of all, competition. My joy in discovering an event full of stoner athletes helps me push through these concerns, and I find myself driving out to Boulder to cover the 420 Games, which featured Avery Collins as its special guest athlete, for The Guardian. Like nearly any other day in Boulder, the sky is clear and sunny, with birds singing and a gentle breeze rustling the prairie grass surrounding the reservoir. While there's no on-site consumption allowed, plumes of smoke escape several of the parked vehicles, and no one is shy about eating edibles or hitting a vape pen as they attend a pre-run yoga class.